Another place under the spotlight, as far as language is concerned, is Bradford. There's criticism that despite living here for a generation, many in the city don't speak English, making it harder to integrate with their non-Asian neighbours. We sent our Northern editor Martin Wainwright to Bradford to see if people see the inability to speak English as an issue.
I'm at the Mughal Gardens in Manningham Park in Bradford. You can hear the fountains, I should say, playing here. It's a garden laid out in this park in Indian style, South Asian style, and it's one of many ways in which Bradford has pushed the boat out to welcome the cosmopolitan character of the city, the large South Asian community here, and before that, other immigrant communities going way back to Jews, Germans who came to help run the textile trade. There are a lot of rose petals scattered in the pool. There's obviously been a ceremony of some kind taking place here, so it is appreciated. But whether people feel the need to learn English as a condition of living here is another matter. I've just stopped a gentleman who's out walking in the lovely sunshine by the duck pond.
The best way of learning English is with classes, because people from, especially wherever they came from, if there's lots of them, they mingle with their own people.
Of course.
And they associate with them, their own people. And they're speaking their own languages. And, you know, if you got that sort of environment, then learning English is very, very difficult. So the best way of learning is, you know, attending classes.
And do you find all your friends, have you found that classes are available, that it's relatively easy to find classes?
Absolutely. I think they are available, and they're very helpful, especially in Bradford Council, if somebody is willing to learn. And they just need to find out where to go. And there are so many, community centres that they can go and get information from. So, you know, it's pretty easy.
Anecdotally, you hear that with the South Asian population, it's quite often the women who find it harder to learn English because they get out less. Is that true?
Absolutely. That is very, very true. And they only, with their own family and getting to know, and they don't work. Similar thing is happening in with the Eastern Bloc country people that are coming over, is that they are working together, you know, and most of them are labourers, you know,
yes,
doing labouring work. So, and some of them become contractors as well, you know, so they're all speaking the same language.
Yes, there isn't the incentive for them to learn.
Yes, there isn't, yeah.